And it's still our blue heaven, heaven forbid. Hello, David. My guest today is Mr. David Diamond of the Blue Monday podcast and various other establishments that serve alcohol. welcome, David. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Graham. Thanks for inviting me in your palatial new surroundings.
Yeah, I've got to say. Yeah. We got a new green room. Dave's had a couple of early gins.
Oh, we've
got,
and
I took him for a tour of the cellar as well. God, he was impressed with the amount of beers we got there.
Incredible, yeah,
incredible stuff. Well, David, I mean, we were both there last night, weren't we?
We were.
And your thoughts are?
I have to hold my hand up. I was with my Watford supporting pal, who very kindly drove me there from Billericay, actually, and dropped me back off. And so I was sitting next to him, not far from our good friend, not far from Ben Benjamin Bloom.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Who I caught up with at half time, and a celebratory hug and a fist pump at full time, which was good. But yeah, it looked riotous in the Ipswich end last night.
Very noisy, wasn't it?
Particularly after the Morsy goal. Well, right the way through, they were absolutely brilliant. And I must say, a few quite funny original songs as well, which sounded great too.
Especially the Christmas song, which will probably make an appearance on Saturday.
Song. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely superb. But, I mean, just yet another great night, yet another great result.
It reminded me somewhat, I think it's just the layout of the stand, actually. It reminded me of Barnsley at the end of last season.
Do you know,
season.
I really like the ground, what they've done to the ground. Yeah. It's the first time I was there. It was the last time we played them, was the Chaplow game.
Oh, yeah. 2015. Right, yeah.
We haven't played him since. So it's like, you know, 8-9 seasons. Funny enough, I said to Ben, I said, yeah, I like what they've done to the ground. Still only holds about 22,000-23,000. And Ben quite rightly said, yeah, well, that's what Premier League money gets you, sort of thing, yeah. You know. So, no, it was, like I said, another great game. Really quite an open game. And I thought, great, the second half, it was pretty much on a knife edge. Quite even, I thought, second half. They had some chances, and what was great about it, clearly, that, you know, both teams are really going for, you know, not really sitting back for a point and really still pushing on for it. Hence, you know, Morsy, what the hell was he doing there? What was he doing far up?
I know.
Incredible.
I know. And, one loose first touch, and he was on it like a...
Everything about that game
like
last night.
Like a pouncing device.
No. A pouncing device.
Yeah, I couldn't think of. I was going to say like a viper, but vipers don't pounce, do they? But they do.
They strike. Vipers strike.
Strike. Don't they? Like a.
He was a bit. Yeah, like a cat-like viper. it was superb, and you know, right the way through from, you know, Kladke making the error, which
it's going to happen eventually.
It's going to happen, and how do you know what impressed me most? And I know loads of people on our sort of Telegram group and our podcast Telegram group today. Most impressive thing about that is the way all the players immediately went up to him and almost said the same.
Absolutely,
it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just play. And I know McKenna said it post-match interview, just how brave we were after that with the ball, because he could have, you know, like he could have withdrawn into his shell, but absolutely superb again. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
I mean, that cushion pass he did on Saturday.
Oh, just I'm convinced he could play for. He could play on pitch. I'm convinced some shape or form. Yeah. But no, just great. And you know, something else again, which said volumes about the character of the side. You know, five games ago, we had that game at West Brom, and we were battered by West Brom. I mean, I know it was bullied and battered, and I know it was 2-0. Could have easily been 3 or 4. Should have been probably.
Yeah.
And you wonder that. You think, yeah, okay, how are we going to react to that? And we have those two very winnable home games against Millwall and Coventry. Yeah, you win both of those, which is impressive enough after that game.
Yeah.
And then these last two results have just been...
Well, I was probably like a lot of people, I'd have been happy with a point each.
Well, before the West Brom game, there was these 8 games, you know, including these last 4, and then Norwich, Leeds, and obviously Leicester. There were 8 games, and we did a poll amongst the, you know, our podcast subscribers and ourselves on the podcast, and I think we all of us pretty much averaged out on an average about 12 points, I think, over the 8 games. I think obviously Joe Fares went for 24, and we probably will get him because he's always
good,
right,
Joe.
Like as he did last season, brilliant. And we're up to the 12 points. We're up to the 12 points already. It's just incredible. It will be, having said that, it would be extremely disappointed if we finish this 8 game run on 12 points now. But a famous last word. So, but it's just.
Well, while we're on that subject, we did have a quiet again over a tipple in the. While we were walking around, while we were touring the cellar, I think we had our gins in our hand. We were touring the cellar.
I nearly spilt mine coming up on that stair lift.
I told you not to get on the same one as me. I said we get one separate.
I'm sorry.
I was just talking about a thing that the guys at the EADT had put up on social media about one guy who thinks that we will eventually fold and that Leeds, dirty Leeds, will fulfil their
dream.
Isn't it
very like us last season? Perhaps at this stage, or perhaps over Christmas going into the early part of the new year, what we were saying about Sheffield Wednesday, well, not so much Sheffield Wednesday, but Plymouth, I think. Mm. I think we honestly thought, and this is, you know, this is certainly to be wary of, you know, we honestly thought that Sheffield Wednesday, at one point, they were like 8 points clear at the top, were they?
They had games in hand over us
after
as well.
That game on Valentine's Day, I think the 0-0 draw at Bristol Rovers, and we thought, they're done, they're gone. And you remember, we were perhaps having the same thing about Plymouth, saying, how can they keep pulling these results out? You know how we felt.
Yeah.
So Leeds must be feeling exactly the same about us. Slightly different context, though, because me and you, again, in the green room, had the little chat. And quite rightly, when they say, oh, yeah, well, Leeds have got the strongest squad, undoubtedly Leeds have got the strongest squad, and probably could possibly strengthen, even if they lose someone, could possibly strengthen the transfer window. But, mate, points on the table, points on the board, GB. It's got to be so demoralising for them. They must have been looking at these last two games thinking, well, yeah, might scrape a point here. Like you said, 2 points. Well, we'll get a win, as they did on Saturday, which was a good result, by the way, away at Blackburn. And, we'll get a result with Sunderland. We'll be like, perhaps, you know, coming up to the Leeds game next week, we might only be a point adrift or something like that. But, it's got to be getting almost psychological now.
No, it's bonkers, isn't it?
Yes.
It's bonkers. I was going to keep talking. So, do you actually think? Do you think we will bowl it? No pressure.
Well, there's no sign. And again, me and you have spoken about this before. In recent seasons, you almost can see it. You think, you can see a game coming out, and you think, here's where it starts. And you obviously thought the West Brom game. This is why I said it was so important. Those two home games following the West Brom game that we got maximum points from those. You know. Why is there any reason why we should? Look at it. We just know how. We're a winning machine. We know how to pull results out. And the case in point last night, I thought, was again what was impressive. And we've done it before this season. 2-1, 80 minutes. We knew there was going to be 5 or 6 minutes of time added on because of all the substitutions. Not many injuries last night. Quite a flowing game, actually.
Yeah, it was.
And I think again, it was Joe or Joe Fares or someone said that don't think either side after that had a shot. It's just tantamount how well we managed to. I think they might have had a corner. I think they got down the left. I think Twanzabe blocked one, and they had a corner which we cleared. That's about it.
I know it brought back the Charlton game. You know that 4-4 draw, and I thought, why didn't they do that against Charlton? The game. They were so excited. I think the crowd had pumped them up. They thought we'll just keep going and going.
I don't know why the hell we're talking about this game, but someone gave away possession. Carelessly,
it was in the far harness. Court. I think it was
Harness, who I thought, by the way, last night he was superb last night, and I wouldn't be surprised if he starts again Saturday.
Possibly.
Harness, I thought he was brilliant last night.
Yeah,
because the one player I think over all this who has struggled, who just haven't been at it, is Broadhead.
Broadhead, yeah,
which is not quite.
Yeah, he's lost.
Seems since he's been away with Wales, and I don't think it's anything to do particularly with that, but he's just not on it.
No.
I mean, he's brilliant. We know what he can do. We've seen it all. What he can do, just slightly looks a bit leggy. Looks just slightly lacking something. I think.
Agree.
But I thought Harness was superb, as was Hutchison. When he gets isolated with that fullback one on one, he's so difficult to defend against because he can go right or left.
I know when you got Burns and Hutchison in the same squad. I mean that's oof. Oof, so moist.
And you know, you speak about the squad. One point to make again with regarding Lagki. Start of the season, if you'd have said, who are the two players, first two players on the team sheet, Morsey and Walton, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And now it is Morsey and Lagki.
Yeah, I know.
Ridiculous.
I know, yeah. we have quite a few incomings this week. It must be because of your fame, David.
But do you think it might be a one if it's because... We're doing quite well. It could be.
Well, now normally it's like I've said a million times. Phil on those other days, he likes it. He doesn't really prefer it that way.
Oh, misery, but he says misery,
you,
love.
You get more hits. You get more hits, don't you? When there's people wanting to ring in.
We said that about the podcast. People love misery.
Yeah, misery.
Yeah.
Right. These are as they came in. This is from Tim. I've missed it, but are the owners being remarkably quiet during our wonderful season? If they are, I like it that they're letting the performances and KMC and the team do all the talking. That's just a statement.
Well, no, there's a lot to be said for that. Well, if it, you know, it almost is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No.
That's not to say, I think that if the manager, you know, wants, and certainly the owner, you know, CEO Ashton and O'Leary as well, I think wants some further investment come January, I think that would be forthcoming. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, on the upward spiral.
Yeah.
Dean Mitchell. Hello, Dean. What a night and what an atmosphere. Well worth getting soaked for. Yeah. I thought Axel, Massimo and Morsi were quality. I did worry about Axel, a couple of loose moments when he was just a bit too casual. Did you? No.
Kind of, but he looks a part.
He does. He does look cool, doesn't he?
As you said, whether he's up to playing Tuesday and then again Saturday, I think it'll be Wolfenden and Burgess.
Yeah,
Saturday.
And I think Saturday, because it's a derby, it'll be manic. Rather than a lot of football. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what I think. I still don't know what I think. But I know we're like, as it stands, we're like 24 points ahead of them before they played Sheffield Wednesday tonight. I still don't know what I think about Saturday, really. No.
Well, what gets me is we're 24 points ahead and they're still only 3 points off the playoffs.
If they win tonight, they will be, yeah.
Yeah, and you imagine the worst.
No, I don't.
No, no. Okay, that's me being miserable again. I'll have another gin. I agree. I don't think Axel will be up for that one. That's our iffy away form out of the window.
Yeah.
Somehow we need to find a like-for-like striker replacement for Hurst. Any ideas?
That's a difficult one. I mean, I've said I like that Liam Delap. I think quite like-for-like. He plays for Hull, but yeah, that perhaps Hull are having a half-decent season. That would be a difficult one. A lot of the lads have said about the guy Jay Stansfield at Birmingham, who, let's face it, under Rooney are just a bombing, aren't they? Sorry, the other, the wrong way. So yeah, someone of that ilk. There was an American guy spoke, that Brandon Vasquez I saw the other week, spoken about from the NSL. But again, apparently, you know, you start digging on him, and apparently clubs from a higher level have been looking at him as well. So you think that's unlikely. So yeah, I think they'll keep us guessing. But again, Hurst, I thought he was superb again last night, up against two big old bit for defenders as well.
Yeah,
but he's just improving every game for me, and great to see him score a proper striker's goal like that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking of Brandon, what happened to him at half time? Do we know?
Don't know, but he's sort of a bit limping and stuff. Yeah, I don't. Because
we were hoping he might come in with a neck high tackle against the scum first minute and get sent off.
Yeah, we don't want that. Do you? I mean, I think to be fair, I think Harry Clark will be hype. Well, everyone will be hyper, but I think Harry Clark will be hyper enough. So yes, yeah, exactly. I would think.
I thought he had a good game yesterday.
Oh yeah, again, I think that'll be him starting on Saturday without doubt.
I do. Yeah. from the Blue Monday podcast, strangely enough, how did Dave celebrate last night's winner?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I think I looked across the main, giving Ben a sort of wave, a little sort of casual wave, and then we did have a celebratory hug and a fist pump in the stand at the end. It was quite a nice moment we had together. But yeah, I must admit, quite envious, as I said to you earlier, looking at the away fans, which looked absolutely.
But how was your Watford supporting mate?
Yeah, he was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I think he thought that they're close, and I thought they were quite good. They're some good players, individuals. Yeah. But what you know, it's about that they're a bit away from where we are. You know, when they're trying to play out the back, and you get the final press, and the centre half's got nowhere to go, he's just hoofing it and hoofing it out more often than not. So I think that showed. He just said he thought that there weren't too much between the sides. I don't think there was too much between the sides, really. But he said, we just had the great control of the game. And Morsi and Luongo midfield were just magnificent.
And he didn't get booked either.
And he didn't get booked.
He'll get booked before.
Someone made a very good point of that again on the pod, on the chat, about you know, perhaps Luongo really did a lot. That he picked up a booking last night, did a lot of the dark arts last night, and really took that responsibility away from Morsi, which is a really good point, because I don't think perhaps Taylor would have been so effective in that role last night.
I don't think he is. He's more of an attacking midfielder.
Oh, Luongo, mate. Luongo is brilliant.
It's cool, isn't he?
I love the guy.
And another thing, talking about Morsi again, the guy who hoofed the ball almost hit Venus, didn't he? Not Mark Venus, the planet I'm talking about. Do you remember the guy who hoofed the ball out of play, basically, because the ref had given us a throw-in, so he just hoofed it.
Oh, yeah,
didn't get anything. Didn't even get a booking.
No, Hudson got a booking.
Hudson got a booking for arguing.
You can't do that. Sorry,
listeners. Morsi on Saturday got one for booting the ball away.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That could cost.
I suppose it's kind of different if you're, because there was no advantage to him booting the ball away. We were 2-1 up.
Exactly.
So I mean, actually, you're right. It shouldn't make any difference, but there was no advantage there to Watford for booting. It was their time.
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah. True. This is from Carl. Hello, Carl. Carl Day. David, can you share your honest opinion on the best chip shop?
Yeah, Carl, this is tricky because the Kesgrave one we sometimes rendezvous in has changed hands, Carl. So, I must admit, I've changed allegiance back to Broke Hall again, Carl.
Oh,
yeah,
I think
fresh fish at Broke Hall.
Fresh fish.
Yeah. fresh fry.
Paul Westlake, hi GB and DD. If you could sign any striker from any of the teams we faced this season. So you sort of half answered this, haven't you? Who'd you go for? Thomas, Asante, Delap, Stansfield, or A?
Well, do you know what?
See, Thomas, for a bacon roll at the Graham.
Do you know what? Thomas Asante, or Asante Thomas, I think he's the same as Thomas Asante, Asante Thomas. He does fit the bill. He's a unit. I think he's a good player. And apparently, the West Brom are in a situation where there could well be a fire sale in January.
Could well be.
So, yeah, someone of that. But, yeah, I'd love, as Paul knows, I'd love Liam Delap, but I think he might be out of a reach. And
reach, yeah. Well, you might have the pull of McKenna. You never know.
We never know.
Right, here we go. On to the Christmas tweets from the lovely Mrs. Nuts. Which players would be which figures in your homemade nativity scene? And who would be your star of wonder?
Oh, man.
The star of wonder, because that's the guiding star. So that's got to be McKenna, isn't it? He's your guiding star.
Yeah, guiding star. Yeah, good point, GP. I like that.
And my Christ figure would just be to be Sam Morsey, because he was Egyptian. Exactly the opposite of the Israelites.
Kind of close. I want to think my star figure, and it almost fits in with that. If he lets his hair down off that man bun, it's obviously Wes Burns. Someone like Wes Burns in the Jesus role, and obviously for the wonder goal also that he scored the other week as well, of course.
That's the two. Bono, and very similar, in the film Ipswich, A Christmas Carol, yeah, that famous film, which figures from the ITFC lore, that's L-O-R-E, by the way, would play the ghosts of Christmas past, present and future? Love the show. Thank you, mate. See you next week.
I picked up on that one. Ghosts of Christmas past, got to be Roy Keane, hasn't it? Or someone like
that.
Keane, Ghosts of Christmas past.
And what's his name? Who came after him?
Two of them.
Paul Hurst and then...
Paul Lambert, perhaps. Yeah, Paul Lambert.
You can have them.
Yeah. Ghost of Christmas Present. I don't think.
Well, I suppose that Scrooge would be Marcus Evans.
Marcus Evans, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Bob Cratchit. So that'd be someone with a nasty injury.
Yeah,
I'm struggling with the other one. I think.
Right, here we go. This is quite a good question. I sort of worried about this. This is from Alex. I feel rather conflicted about this. And he's, his headline, the pre-derby coach welcome.
Oh, no, I'm not in favour of that.
Nor me. I feel rather conflicted about this.
Yeah.
I fear it might blow up in our faces.
Absolutely.
And I'm not just talking about the flares.
No,
I'd like to ask the panel, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm totally on board with what he's saying there. I don't like it.
I think it can only go one way. If we win, that's fine. But if we don't, then it's going to come back.
That could blow up. And it will never be. It's going to be probably, Christ, it's rained every day for the last 3 months, seemingly. So it's bound to be rain. It's not going to be like, Exeter, where it's lovely sun.
No.
And, we're ready. We're always going to be Exeter. So that could go very, very
I'm glad
wrong.
You said that, because I thought I was just being the miserable old.
No, I think there's a few who feel the same about that. I mean, I for one certainly won't be frequenting it. I don't think. No, I won't, because I'll probably be
pubs are
lumbering
open.
Down from the pub, lumbering down from the pub probably.
Yeah. All right, so it's an awkward one, that kickoff.
Well,
that does
sound a bit Scrooge-like, doesn't it? But yeah, no, I'm not for that. Not for me.
No. Oh, well, leave it to the kids, shall we?
Yeah, leave it to the kids. I mean, how's this early kickoff going to affect your drinking time, GP?
Well,
we had
this discussion in the cellar, didn't we?
Just before I started on that creme de menthe, I think it was.
Yeah, I told you not to drink a pint of it.
I know.
Not the best idea. It does make your breath smell nice, but other than that. It's 12:30 kickoff. I mean, how many do you have before the game?
Oh, I just don't know.
And then do you...
You've got to balance
You end up going to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? It's a difficult one,
isn't it? You've got to balance that all out, haven't you?
Yeah,
bacon rolls at the Greyhound, isn't it, apparently?
Yeah, apparently. But then I'm a veggie, so that's even that.
Oh,
even that don't
I'm
work.
Sure it'll get you in some veggie bacon.
Yeah, sure you do. This is from the Vulch. Missive. This is his missive for tonight. I can't believe this is all happening to us. Come on, you Blues. There, that's it. Not very exciting. Not very exciting. Short and to the point. Heartfelt, Vulch. Yes, thanks for that, Vulch. I think you and a few thousand others, mate.
I think we all feel like that.
Yeah.
Pinching ourselves.
Absolutely. Slower ball.
There he is.
Good evening, the Jeepster. Good evening, the Deedster. Love the show. Not convinced they're getting any better, slower. Probably getting worse, actually. Crikey, DD. Since we spoke in the pub before the Huddersfield games, things have gotten better and better.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling to believe it's happening.
Yeah.
Again, that's another few thousand. Last night, we weren't at our best, but still pulled off the win. Does the panel agree that going down 1-0 so early after a terrible error before McKenna arrived, we'd never have hoped to win that game, especially away from home? Such is the belief and confidence within the squad. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, totally, definitely, 100% agree with that. Yeah.
Fingers crossed that Millwall can get a result tonight, even if it's a draw. Who are Millwall playing?
They are playing that old Leicester side.
Yeah, they're playing Leicester. Yeah,
you would think. I mean, Millwall were not great against us the other week, were they?
No.
I don't know. Were they missing one or two? I'm not sure they were, actually. No, they were. I expected more from Millwall, to be fair. I really did. So you expect Leicester to win that fairly comfortably, which, you know,
While we're still on other teams, Scum tonight, they're playing at home to Sheffield Wednesday, which a few weeks ago would have been a walkover, but
not anymore, they've had a little resurgence.
He's got
starting to get a tune out of them, so I think they've had a couple of wins. They won two on the spin. I certainly have had a couple of wins recently.
Yeah, two and a draw.
That is not a given. Funnily enough, my Watford mate last night, I said, how are Norwich? He said, it's a weird game. He said, because first 15 minutes, they went two up and we hadn't really had a kick. He said, they didn't really do anything special. He said, Watford got back one before half time. They had been on terms at half time, not sure. He said, second half that day, he said, they were awful. Worst team he's seen down there this season.
Good. That's exactly what we want to hear. Mm. Who was your player of the match last night?
There's a few to choose from. I mean, Morsy, I thought.
I'll tell you what, he's given you his ideas.
Go on.
The questions are, is it Morsy's finish and not getting a card? I think that deserves my player of the match for that.
Yeah.
Fantastic. For me, Tuenzebe looks like a proper footballer and an astute signing by a manager who continues to impress. And who was yours? So he's going with those
guys. Yeah, I thought Tuenzebe. I mean, Morsy, we sat on the podcast. You could pick Morsy every week. Because every week he's 8, 9 out of 10. Probably was Morsy last night. Yeah. One for the avoidance. You're quite right. This is a general play. But for his goal, I mean, what was he doing there? Incredible. Special mentions, I thought Harness was really good last night. Hurst.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many players last night. Luongo was in beast mode again last night, wasn't he? Hutchison, I mean, right through the side last night.
Absolutely.
And the way, also, a nod to Hlaki, the way he got over that mistake as well.
No, I agree.
And continued to play.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You can't beat it, can you?
No.
Superb. So, right, it's that time, David. It's that time. It's that time. You know what that time is.
I know.
It's just coming up to the end of the show, and it's that time for you. No pressure.
I know. I'm Oh, we got to. I'm going with a two. We concede, don't we? We do concede.
We do.
I'm going with a... do you know what? I'm going with perhaps a similar game to... I can perhaps see it. And in a similar game to Coventry the other week, a sort of comfortable 2-0, and they may nick a goal at the end.
I'm not going to say anything because I never do. I'm too scared.
So my heart says I think something like a 2-0 or a 3-1, something like that. Surely.
So it's a win.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. Especially on the back of these last few results. Yeah.
I'm too scared.
Surely you've got... If ever we're going to beat them, but then... if ever we're going to get pied...
I know. It's horrible, isn't it? And the coaches and the flares will come back and you'll be dreaming.
I'm not even sure I want to go.
And you'll see flares in your eyes all night from the... And oh, my God. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for tweets and emails. Thank you, David.
Cheers,
till next week.
Good stuff.
Oh, we might cancel the show for next week. Bye-bye.